had a great time today, too.
Charlotte?
Oh, nothing really. I'm having the folks over for dinner. Just the family and Roz. Oh, I've done it 1,000 times before. Okay, then. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. For God's sake, this thing breaks like crockwork.
Crockwork, I'll tell you. Fraser, once again, you suffer the tragedy of being clever and alone.
Oh, for God's sake, Dan. Would you please throw that thing away?
Why? What for? When I got through gluing it, it'll be as good as new. Yes.
Wasn't any good when it was new. Just an ugly, worthless pot.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. How was the honeymoon?
Oh, Tahiti was absolute paradise. Except for poor Niles getting sunburned.
Oh, dear, Niles, you look like you crawled out of a bisque. And you look like someone who doesn't want his Paul Gauguin souvenir oven mitt. Niles, you remembered.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
Oh, hello, Martin. Hi. You're a bit dressed up for a family dinner.
Oh, well, Roz is dropping by with someone she wanted me to meet.
Oh, a lady friend?
No, we're going to form a jazz trio, Niles. Of course it's a lady friend, you cherry-faced fool.
So you want us to clear out?
No, 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 you don't have to do that. Actually, if I don't like her, Roz, I'll just take her away. We've agreed upon a safety word. Enchanté. If circumstances should dictate, all I have to do is say it, and Roz will know that I'm not interested. Niles, would you mind getting that? That's probably Roz. I'm just going to get rid of Dad's arts and crafts project here, all right?
Hi, Roz.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you guys are back.
Yes.
Hey, Martin.
Hi, Roz.
This is my friend Lisbeth.
How are you?
Good, good. That's all right. Yes, this is Daphne and Martin and... Yes. Can I get you a glass of wine?
Oh, please. Fraser has the greatest wine.
Oh, sounds good to me. Life's too short to drink bad wine, right?
Amen to that.
Just a half a glass with club soda. You know how I love my spritzer.
Fraser.
Oh, hi, Roz. What a pleasant surprise.
This is Lisbeth. We were just shopping in the neighborhood, thought we'd stop by.
Well, how lovely. It's a pleasure to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's not Elizabeth, it's Lisbeth.
Ah, like Lisbon.
Like a what?
Enchanté.
Right, and meeting you is just super.
Yes, the feeling is mutual. Enchanté, enchanté, enchanté.
Oh, and for me, it's just been super. Super, super.
I took a shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could stop shaking hands now.
Oh, well, I'm ready whenever you are.
Well, then just let go.
I did. You're holding on to me.
Oh, dear. Dad, what kind of glue were you using on that pot?
Super.
Together. I thought you said he was smart.
Don't panic. I seem to recall that super glue can be dissolved with acetone. You know, a nail polish remover.
He's the smart one.
How did you know that?
I knew that from school.
School lunches! The Kreisel brothers used to glue a cafeteria tray to his tie.
Well, I suppose we better get some.
Let's go to the drugstore.
Drugstore? Oh, I gotta go.
No, no, they'll be back in 10 minutes.
No. I gotta go. Well, I started the new juice diet, and I got 64 ounces of cran raspberry looking for a new home.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, I'll tell you what. Just come right in here. There we are. Yes, yeah. All right, just a moment. Are you there?
Almost.
Dad, could you put on some music, please?
Yeah, sure. What do you want? Pop? Big band?
Oh, for God's sake, just turn the damn thing on.
Sorry I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
The Cinco de Mayo traffic was muy malo.
Oh, yes, that's right. They closed some streets for the fireworks display.
Well, happy birthday, Roz.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Whatever. Used to be I'd go out and get a little wild on my birthday. Now I go out and get a little dinner.
There's nothing wrong with dinner.
I know, but it used to come with sex.
Come on, Roz. Sounds like you need a drink.
Oh, that used to come with sex, too.
Sounds like we got another passenger on the SS-8 getting any.
Hello. Hi. Wonderful day, marvelous day. You two look grand. Where's Daphne?
Who shoved a bluebird in you?
You know the SS ain't getting any? Man overboard.
You and Daphne?
Last night, Daphne and I engaged in sweet carnal delights.
Did you say carnal or caramel? I gotta go wrap Roz's birthday gift.
Oh, I forgot about Roz's birthday. You don't have anything I could give her, do you?
Well, let's look. Maybe one of these books. But for God's sake, Niles, I mean, how could you forget her birthday? It's the whole reason we're having dinner. Oh,
forgive me. I've been a little distracted lately, especially last night. And again this morning. Oh, dear God. If Daphne knew I was speaking so indiscreetly, she'd be mortified.
And just when I thought I'd worn him out, he flips me over like a griddle cake, and off we go again.
Niles?
Couldn't catch my breath. It was like a marathon. I tell you, he spoiled me for any other man.
Grazer's brother, Niles?
And guess how he woke me up this morning.
Oh, shut up already.
Okay, birthday girl, come on over here and open some gifts.
Hello.
Hello yourself.
All right, you two, let's pay attention. This is Roz's birthday. This gift is from Niles.
Happy birthday, Roz.
It's a crock. With a chipped lid and a dead bee. Thank you, Niles.
Glad you like it.
Oh, you know, I think I left your present in my room. Niles, will you help me with it?
Oh, of course. We'll be back very quickly.
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 You don't think they're gonna...
Oh, I have no idea.
Try not to think about it.
Wow, he really is good.
Dad, I bought you these headphones so that I wouldn't be subjected to your sports drivel. Please put them on.
All right, I will. But only if you say it.
I want you to wear those headphones.
I don't know why you care. You're just going to be out riding on that stupid parade float.
The KACL 4th of July float is not stupid, unless you think it is stupid to commemorate a hardy band of revolutionaries. Their minds ablaze.
Hey, you're right. This does cut out all the dribble.
Oh, hey, Dad. My God, you look hideous.
Thank you. I wouldn't normally wear polyester on the hottest day of the year, but some English friends of mine are having an ugly American party in honor of the 4th.
Yeah. We're gonna toss back a couple of cold brewskis, watch the ball game, and not use the metric system.
Oh, hello, Nas.
Well, hello. Uncle Sam, didn't you just hand me a flyer for a mattress sale?
No. Listen, Roz is running a little late, so we're just gonna meet her downstairs, all right? Dad! We're off. See you later.
Oh, okay. Good luck. Boy, these are great. Now I can watch TV without bugging anybody. My bacon is Farmer Frank's bacon. There's no mistaking the quality.
Wait a minute. Is my bunting a droop? It's supposed to drape evenly. Oh, for God's sake.
You're not going to send me back to the Space Needle with binoculars and a walkie-talkie again, are you?
No, there's no time for that. Come on, we can fix it on the fly. It'll just take a second.
Yeah, all right, I'll grab that in.
Excuse me. This shouldn't come off like this, should it?
Oh, here. Here. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Dad!
He can't hear us. We're stuck out here. What are we going
to
do?
All right, well, let's not panic. You know what? Maybe some of our neighbors are out on their balconies. We'll just call out to them.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Hello? Winston, hello? Are you home? Hello? Hello? The Blue Angels! Wow! What?
Locked out!
Ross,
how long does a baseball match last?
Well, usually 3 hours.
Oh, dear.
Sucks. I don't even have my cell phone. Don't you have your cell phone, Frazier?
Roz, I'm Uncle Sam. I don't have a cell phone. I shouldn't even have this zipper.
It's got to be 100 degrees out here. I'm roasting in these things. Oh. That's it. These clothes are coming off.
That's all right, nurse. Allow me. Daphne?
Coming! Hello, Crane residents. Oh, hello, Mum. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's the holiday where everyone eats turkey.
No, we're having goose.
Daphne, when you're finished with that, could you please bring us some snacks to soak up this wine?
Yes, and a little more wine.
Who knew my sorrows would be such strong swimmers?
I can't talk right now, Mum. Dr. Crane has guests. Yeah, he's still out of work. But of course I'm worried he might let me go. I worry about it every day. But I'm coping.
Alice is so cute, she fell asleep hugging her bottle.
I'm right behind her.
Niles, would you please stop being so morose? It is Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're right.
I should count my blessings. I'm in the midst of a bitter divorce. Maris is freezing my assets, forcing me to live in the Shangri-La, which is the devil's own apartment complex, where last night they turned off my heat, refreezing my assets. We're all going through a bit of a rough patch. Look at Roz and me. We're out of a job.
Oh, not me. I just took a phone temp job in customer service. I can work from wherever I am. They just patch the calls through.
Well, now, you see, there's a positive attitude. Some people see losing a job as an opportunity. Oh, thank you, Daphne.
Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, this is Monique. I'm just lying in the tub, soaping myself all over.
Roz, is that the sort of customer you're servicing? Hang that up!
Call me later, Tiger, okay? What? It pays the bills, and I'm not tied to a desk.
Not unless they ask you to be.
Well, good news, the Cowboys just scored. Bad news is, I kind of screamed and woke somebody's baby up.
Oh. Oh, Daphne, my bath salts man has just delivered a new shipment of my proprietary blend. Could you please run me a tub tonight?
Oh, of course I will, Dr. Crane. What would you do without me? A little more? I know things have been tough lately, but they'll turn around for you. Just watch.
She's an angel. You're right, Frazier.
I'm being too morose. Not taking action. I'm telling Daphne I love her tonight.
Nurse, let's not be rash. Come on.
No, nope.
Come on, let's get you some fresh air.
Don't want air, I want Daphne. Come.
Hello? Well, thank you. You've got a nice deep voice, too. I don't know. Brown pants and a plaid shirt. Hello? Hello?
Is everything all right? What's wrong with Niles?
He decided that today's the day he's going to tell Daphne.
He's going to tell Daphne with all of us here? That's going to be uncomfortable.
I know, but I guess he figures he just can't afford to wait any longer.
All right, Niles. Niles, please.
Daphne!
Dr. Crane, I know what you're gonna do.
You do?
Not you, Dr. Crane. Dr. Crane. And you can't fire me because I quit.
What?
After all I've done to save you money, I'm washing my face with dish soap while you're out buying imported bath salts like a big rich girl. I hope you rot in debtor's prison.
She's an angel.
I'll pick you up at 7, my angel. You'd better get used to the name, Evelyn Griebel. Because you're going to be hearing an awful lot of it around here. Evelyn Griebel. Sounds like music, doesn't it?
Haven't you only been dating her a week?
Well, yes. And you know how loath I am to use the expression, she may be the one, but I think in this case, it's appropriate.
Well, I finally got Maris calmed down. I hope you're happy.
All I said was, Maris, why the long face?
Yes, and now she's on the phone to her chin grinder in Zurich.
Oh. Yeah, I'll get there. Humbly, bras.
Oh,
well.
Sorry I'm late, but I had a date.
Yes, I thought that was last night.
It was a good date. How's your new girlfriend?
I allowed her to climb to the first base camp on Mount Crane, and I believe she's feeling the effects of the altitude.
Is one of them nausea? Because I'm getting that right now.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you hungry, Ross? It's cheese here. Oh, nobody opened it.
Dear God, Dad, that's 3 years old. Throw it out.
Oh, it'll be fine. You sure you don't want any? The label says it's famously spreadable.
Funny, Roz, doesn't your label say the same thing?
What does yours say, Niles? May cause drowsiness? I'm just having some fun. Because I know I'll be settling down soon.
Yes, well, thank God my dating days are over. 3 years on the Seattle single scene is quite enough. Thank you. Hello? Oh, hi, Evelyn. She can't go 5 minutes without talking to me. Listen, I'm really looking forward to dinner tomorrow. I see. Well, if tomorrow's no good, then... I see. But you said you were having such a lovely time. I see. Perhaps I better take this in my room. Who are you smirking at? What are you staring at?
It's 14.
What?
You're reading about Jack Russell Terriers, right? That's how many years they live. 14.
Oh, hello, Niles.
Ah, there are the merry bachelors in their swinging new pad.
Where's Maris?
She's taken to her bed. Hmm. This large earring fad has compressed her spine.
Where is your enchanting new home healthcare worker?
I just found out what that second toilet in my loo is for. Talk about a shock.
Hello there.
Hello. You're, oh, don't tell me I'm good with names. Miles Crane.
Yes, I am. And you're Daphne Moon from Manchester, where you developed a liking for Nickerson's lemon biscuits.
What a kind man you are, Miles Crane.
Oh, by the way, I've invited Roz Doyle to join us. She's my producer over at the radio station. Well, I had no plans this evening. You know, I think the poor thing has a hard time meeting men. Anyway, do you care for a scotch now?
Yes, actually, no, I'm in a sherry mood tonight.
Sherry? What an intriguing idea. I think I can scare up a bottle of sherry.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Roz. Come on in. I'd like you to meet my dad. This is Martin Crane and his home health care worker, Daphne Moon. And, of course, this is my brother, Niles Crane.
Oh, my God, is it Niles? Oh, I feel so embarrassed.
Oh, no, no, please don't be. You know what? Actually, I prefer Miles.
That'll be my
my pizza. Would you get it?
What? You are not having pizza. I made a duck.
What, you're gonna tell me what I can eat now?
No, I'm just saying that it's rude to bring your own food to a dinner party.
Oh. Hey. Oh,
hello.
$12.
Right.
Hey, aren't you that new radio shrink at KACL? Dr. Fraser Crane,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I am. It's always nice to meet a fan.
Well, actually, I'm in the radio game myself. This pizza thing is just paying the bills until a job opens up. Oh. Maybe you could put a good word in for me.
Thank you.
Pizza smells good.
Well, have some. It's called the Dirty Dozen. 12 delicious toppings and not one of them, duck.
This from the gourmet who dumped my Cornish Yarg cheese down the disposal.
It was covered with mold.
It was supposed to be.
Well, I said I'd replace it, didn't I? Well, here it is. I hope you're happy.
With pasteurized, processed, cheese-flavored snack food. Dear God, looks like someone melted down a highway cone.
You're trying to be nice. You don't need to be a jerk about it.
You're right, Dad. I'm sorry. Thank you. Would you please join me in the kitchen? Miles! Is driving me batty. All right, we are making a deal. He spends 6 months here, and then he's moving into your house.
Absolutely. We'll switch off.
Someone bring me a beer.
Yeah, beer sounds good.
I should have just gotten a keg. I'll tell you something. This is the last time I try to make a nice dinner for these people.
Oh, hey, Dad. Dinner's ready.
Right.
Hello, hi, you guys. Hi. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Dinner is served.
Hello,
just
Mom.
About.
How
you doing? Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Thank you!